and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Rollback's back at Asda with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like 21 pack of Ariel the Big One pods was £11.98, now £5.98. Kellogg's Cornflakes 670 grams was £3.48, now just £2.84. And a six pack of Muller Light Yogurt was £3.78, now only £2.88. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, Donald Trump has announced he's going to double his tariffs on steel and aluminium to 50%. It comes a day after the US president won a temporary reprieve against an order to block his taxes on trade. He also appeared to suggest Elon Musk might not be leaving the White House for good after quitting his government efficiency role yesterday.
Elon's really not leaving. He's going to be back and forth, I think. I have a feeling. It's his baby, and I think he's going to be doing a lot of things. But Elon's service to America has been without comparison in modern history.
Two adults and a teenager have died in a car crash in Gloucestershire. It happened on the M5 last night. A child has also got serious injuries. People have been warned against stockpiling disposable vapes ahead of a ban on selling them in the UK from tomorrow. Experts say the batteries can actually catch fire if they're not stored properly. The ban's coming in for environmental reasons and to curb the amount of young people using them. And it's the biggest game in European club football tonight. PSG and Inter Milan are going head-to-head in the Champions League final in Munich.
Weather.
Some showers in Scotland today, but it's mostly dry elsewhere with the odd sunny spell. Feeling a bit warmer too, with highs of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Cantoni.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yes, this is Radio X from Global. That's the jingle there. Thank you very much to the newsreader, and well done and congratulations for choosing a Saturday in this beautiful weather to work all day in a studio reading the news. You're a genius. Welcome to the final hour of the Chris Moore Show on Saturday. What was that? What was that, James?
No, that was Cap.
What was that? McRobinson.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, indeed. Be quiet today.
Previously on McRobinson. McRobinson is learning karate from Jackie Chan. And his talking out loud like Jackie Chan taught him the moves. Let's listen in. This will be fun. Here's McBobinson.
Oh no, it's going to be so difficult to do judo chop. Hiya! No! Nah, I'm gonna go and chop this plank in half. Chop! Oh no, me hand!
What will happen next? Tune in at the same time next week for another enthralling episode of McBobinson. Cleverly not featuring the voice of Jackie Chan there. Well done.
Very great. The Chris Miles
Show. All right then. The Karate Kid is Ralph Macchio. The legend is Jackie Chan. The pair of them on this show after No Doubt.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, a pretty effigy. So don't let me have any rights. Oh,
with you guys, I would like to sing a song for all of you.
Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. I am a man who will fight for your honor. Not my words, but the words of Peter Cetera from the classic film The Karate Kid. And Karate Kid Legends is back, and we're very excited to say that Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are with us in the studio. Morning!
Nice job, nice singing.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was actually from Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, God damn it.
For those keeping score out there. But thank you. I'd like to be serenaded. We both do.
Yeah. Jackie, did you like my singing?
he's a trained opera singer, so
I'm finished answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it.
Wow.
But you did train, though. You did trained in singing?
So many things. Luckily, we have so many teachers. We have like a solfège, stickfège, and even the singing.
Yeah.
Even the singing.
Ralph, have you heard Jackie sing?
Oceans above. I have. Oh. He sings.
Day after day.
Oh. Day.
You are always on my mind.
Oh.
You are always on my mind.
Oh.
It's just.
What the?
That was beautiful, Jackie.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Ralph, you must be exhausted working with Jackie again.
You got to keep, you know, you got to, with these young people, you have to stay.
What? Thank you.
You stay up, yes. up to speed. Jackie's energy and enthusiasm is infectious. Yeah. And his performances and his work ethic on set, you know, he's, I say he's the kid in the candy store who's making the candy.
It's so lovely to see the pair of you together. It really is, with my own eyes. This is a treat for me, let me tell you, I'll be honest. And also, Jackie, isn't it lovely? Because Jackie and I, we've met before.
A long time ago.
And I know you remember. I know it was a big deal for you. it was for the reboot of the film with Jaden Smith. And I have a photograph of us. So it's 2010.
Yeah.
And none of us have changed at all, as you can see.
You have big change.
You have big change.
Yes.
I was
during the big years.
Slightly bigger boy then. Yeah. Now.
No. Now you look great.
Yes.
You look great.
The stomach is gone.
Stomach is going. The boobs are still there.
Yeah, we hang on to those.
Little Jaden looks like he's 7 years old.
Yeah.
Jackie, you don't change.
You don't change at all, Jackie.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Jaden's got big hair. Big hair.
And talking to people who don't change, obviously, Ralph, you're so used to this by now, but thank God, finally, Ralph is 30 years old.
I know.
So
which
it's
is
taken
lovely.
A long time.
Yes, I've played 16 for 47 years.
Yeah.
I own that record. But it's good. Listen, they somehow step into a movie called Karate Kid, and I guess I have to carry it as long as as possible. But it's been... Yeah, I blame my parents for the youthful thing. But look, Jackie has everybody. It's part, if you're doing one of these movies, you got to stay on the young-looking side.
Yeah, I get it. And also, congratulations, you got your black belt this year.
Yes, just as last
Wow,
last
amazing. Minute.
Yep, right before doing Karate Kid Legends, my stunt coordinator, the fight coordinator on Cobra Kai said, you're not leaving here without being tested. You've worked so hard.
Wow.
And they came, and I was nervous, but it was nice. And it's nice to say, and how perfect now with this new movie heading out there, having that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
That's
Thank
a great
you.
Thing to have. I have a black belt, but it is actually just a physical
black
belt.
It's just a leather black belt.
Yeah. And as you can see from that photograph, I have a very big belt that I've
now
kept.
You can use it. You have two of them.
Yeah.
The
film is lovely. It's a really lovely film. I saw it the other day. This is Karate Kid Legends. It is out in cinemas on May 28th. It's got a lovely feel to it. I can't describe it, but hopefully you'll agree. It's like a new film that nods back to the original film. You can watch, if you've not seen any of Cobra Kai, you can absolutely enjoy it. If you've been in and still are in that journey, you can still enjoy it. It's very well done.
Mm.
Yeah, it has a fresh take for the next generation. It's got an urban feel to it, New York City. The style is shot, the fight scenes are shot in a very Hong Kong style, very Jackie Chan style.
Very.
You know, with the humor and the fighting, where the original Karate Kid was very wide cinematic. You played out those sequences in long kind of takes. This is a little different than that because... You know, we did that, and we did that right, and that you can't kind of touch that piece of that little bit of magic from back in the day. So how do you make it fresh but still have the connective tissue of the mythology of the original and the 2010 version? And we've combined it, and it's great for young people. There are not enough stories for families out there, so we're proud to be part of that.
Jackie, did you hurt yourself? Did you break anything when you were filming this movie? Because you've broken everything.
Luckily, nothing happened to me.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Because I have Daniel and me and Ben Wong. Now, I let Ben Wong to hurt a lot.
Good.
Yeah, he did it.
We trained him for 1.5 months and non-stop training.
Yeah.
Really?
Incredible.
Yes. Wow. Daniel do I just tell band, you have to do your own things. Yeah. The audience will respect.
Yeah.
You just not like putting the mask, you know, someone double. Of course, we have someone standby, but he listen to me, they do their own things. I respect that, yeah.
And the audience can tell when you put yourself through that yourself, can't they? They can tell. They can really pick up on that.
Yes, yeah. The audience can tell, you know, because when the double going on, they will purpose to hide the face.
Yeah.
Jackie, I think it's time that you call Tom Cruise and ask him to help you out with some of these stunts. He loves all this.
I respect Tom Cruise. He just started.
But he's a baby.
Yeah, I just don't believe it. Yeah. Now he start do all kind of his own dangerous stunt.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Everybody should go and see the film. It's a great film. It is a pleasure. I could speak to the pair of you for hours, but we're really short on time. However, if I may, my girlfriend's niece, Lottie, Charlotte, is obsessed with Cobra Kai, obsessed with everything Karate Kid, and she has recorded a question for you. Can I play it to you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from my niece, Scarlett.
My question is, who would win a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Who would win in a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Mr. Miyagi.
Absolutely.
Yes. Very diplomatic.
Yeah. I just bow out of that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Jackie Chan has a wee bit more experience than if I was a betting man, but we have too much mutual respect. Here's a quick short story. We're shooting. I'm pretty nervous coming on to Karate Kid Legends because I'm with the true Jackie Chan legend, and I was sharpening up my martial arts. My elbows bother me a little bit my knee. I'm getting a little, miles on the road. And we were doing one scene and he had to take Ben and turn and he must have moved his shoulder. And he was like, ow, ow, for a second. Jackie would go, ow, ow. I said, he feels pain. I'm okay. I could do that. And then we went back and we worked every day. But everything we did ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see the human side, incredible, incredible.
It's lovely seeing you two together on screen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what's lovely is, because the storyline of the film is so good, you get so sucked into it that you kind of forget that you're going to be in it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not in it from the beginning.
No, you just...
Jackie's in the film at the beginning, then he takes a good 20 minutes off or something like that. That's fine. And then he comes back. But it's a really lovely film. Everybody needs to go and see Karate Kid Legends. It's lovely. And please come back. I've got so many questions for the pair of you. I've got a million questions for you, Mr. Chan. I've got a million questions for you, sir. So many. But... thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time here. All the best. Everybody go and see the film. It is out on the 28th of May. Ladies and gentlemen, the two legends that are Ralph Macchio and Mr. Jackie Chan. And go and see Karate Kid Legends. It's brilliant.
Too unkind. I just
song from The Cure at Radio X. Tim Key, the very funny actor, he loves a curry. He's got a brand new film out and we're going to rave about it with him when we talk to him in just a few seconds. But first, before that, I feel like a joke of the week.
Hey guys, Luke Littler is not happy with me. He asked me the other day.
What did he do?
He asked me the other day why I keep putting super glue on his darts.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head over to Bet Victor. They've got bags of offers and promotions kicking about.
Like what?
For a start, all them weekly promotions.
Oh, yeah?
There's the Loyalty Club, the Bet Victor Predictor, and in Casino, they've got the Spinners Club, which is a weekly slot thingamajig. And you can also order food to your door.
Can ya?
Oh, no, hang about. That's a different app.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at Bet Victor. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply, gambleaware.org.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
They say life's about the little wins. Nah, at 32 Red, we say you deserve big ones. So we give you incredible jackpot slots like Poseidon, Ancient Fortunes, Cash and Riches Wildpot, and Mega Moolah Megaways with huge cash prizes. Join and get a welcome bonus up to £150. Play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. New accounts only. Minimum £10 deposit. Up to 50 times wagering. Max stakes apply. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I said, you just can't let it go, can you?
Yeah! I'll give that to you.
Boomtown.
Oh, and a round of applause. There you go.
Thanks.
Because you put glue on his dart.
That's it, he couldn't let it go.
He couldn't let it go.
When he's throwing it, it was sticking to his finger.
Sticking to his, because you put glue
on there and he couldn't let it go.
That's mad. Oh. Do you know who'd love that?
Go on.
Tim Key.
Yeah. He would actually.
And Jackie Chan. But Jackie's been on. So Tim Key, the comedian, is on next right after the Strokes.
Last night. Walking for miles to see people, they don't
Strokes and Last Night from Radio X on a Saturday with me, Chris Moyles. Let's have a quick check on the weather.
Oh, that looks lovely out there today.
It's nice, warm, isn't it?
I think that's going to be a lovely day.
Yeah, good one.
Thank you. Our next guest, according to Dominic Byrne's memory, is a big fan of curries.
Yes.
He's a curry lover. You love curry, don't you?
I do, actually, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Come and take a seat. I've got lots to talk to you about. First of all, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Well,
yeah, good nice to see you. Yeah. Well, I have here...
Oh, there it is.
A copy of your new book.
New book, yeah.
Which is called Tim Key, L.A. Baby.
That is a lovely sized book as well. That's an unusually lovely sized book, that, Tim.
Do you want me to talk you through the size?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times have you said that in that sultry voice?
It's designed to fit perfectly into the back of a back pocket of a pair of jeans.
Is this book out now?
Yeah, pretty much. You can pre-order it and then it comes out properly next month.
Now, explain to me what the book is about, what the idea is.
The book is about me going to Los Angeles for work for 3 months. It's dialogues with my designer, Emily Juniper.
Right.
And dialogues with people I meet along the way. Mm-hmm. Which are sort of kind of semi-fictionalised. They sort of happened. It's not a straight up and down book that you would sort of buy, you know, from a bookshop.
Can I read some of it?
Oh, God, I'd love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A final assault on Curry's digital.
Yeah.
I plonked my UK-US plug adapter down on the counter. Boarding pass, please. Her voice reassuring, wholesome, like Shreddies. You up to the States, eh? She was smiling at my prongs. Two blades and a ramrod ready to suckle on the North American grid.
Okay.
I slapped down my boarding pass, jabbed one thumb onto the info, slammed the other into my chest. L.A., baby. She blushed, clearly impressed with how well I was doing. I've never been, she said, handing over my secret weapon in a small bag, and I took that to mean, well done you, knock 'em dead. I'm going to work in an office, I volunteered. Right, so that's that story.
That's lovely. I like the use of suckled in there. You don't hear that enough.
Yeah, it's funny hearing it back from Woolsey. it's quite exposing. I don't think there's many authors in the world who would like to sort of come in here and just have their book read to them by Woolsey.
But it doesn't rhyme.
Well, it depends how you read it. Okay. I could read one and it would rhyme.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. You've got to twist the words at the end of the lines a bit.
This is... This is the book. Yeah. It is lovely.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to pre-order it now.
Okay, this is good. That's much better. Thanks.
Tim Key, L.A. Baby.
Yeah, you can pre-order it from Utter and Press or just Google L.A. Baby.
L.A. Baby,
yeah.
Tim Key.
Yeah.
And also as well, it looks really cool.
That's great, yes.
And it would sit happily on any coffee table, in any bathroom, and then you can just have a little, while you're having a poo, you can read a little story about,
absolutely,
you know, How Do You Do, or Lost in Translation, or... The ball game.
Yeah.
You know, you can, there you go.
Yeah. It's a memoir, really.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Semi-fictionalised. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing we get to talk about.
Yeah.
Is your new film.
Mm.
Because you're a film star.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've been in many films.
Eight.
Eight films, though.
So did you come up with the idea with your friend or with your...
Yeah.
Is that the...
Yeah, me and Tom Basden came up with an idea for a short film in 2006.
Is the gap between you coming up with the idea and this film being released the same gap between Return of the Jedi and The Phantom Menace? Because this is a long journey.
Mm. 18 years.
Which is mad.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, yeah. We made the short in 2006, and we loved the short. We made it with James Griffiths, our director. And we just had such a nice... We've got such happy memories of making it. And people liked it. And then, yeah, we just... it took us 18 years. I don't know. We'd sort of meet up and, you know, 5 years later be talking about other stuff. And then at the end of the evening, wistfully talk about the short film and say, there must be something more we can do with that. And then, 15 years later, we had an idea that another character would be in it, who was then played by Carey Mulligan.
Mm, not bad. Not bad, yeah.
Yeah, and it unlocked the whole thing. I mean, the short film was very much a short film, and, you know, you can't just stretch that out with longer pauses.
Mm.
You need, like, a story. And then we came up with this story, and that kind of completed the film and made it into a feature film, yeah.
It has got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that feels low.
No, 100 is, that's good.
Yeah, 100 would be good. 99, yeah, but 98, you'd settle for 98. It's quite high.
I think you'd take 98.
I think at, when we sort of, you know, we're filming it, I think we probably would have taken about 55, 56. No, there is some mad stuff with the film. Well, I mean, we love the film.
It's brilliant. I watched it on Tuesday. It is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much.
I loved it. I cried in it as well. It's quite poignant in certain places without saying why.
Yeah.
And very, very...
Tim's acting.
It wasn't Tim's acting. It's very... Well, it was actually due to your acting. I was crying. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And the story is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great film. Everyone go and watch it.
Very kind of you, yeah.
My friend Martin watched it and said his other half, Sarah, didn't fall asleep once, and that is a 10 out of 10 rating.
Yeah. Well, that rarely happens. 9.8 out of 10.
Okay, all right, sure. Okay. Yeah, bogged down with the numbers. It's a lovely story. So this film is out in cinemas now.
Yes.
It is called The Ballad of Wallace Island, and it looks funny, poignant, beautiful, and Dominic said it made him cry.
It did, surprisingly, it made me cry towards the end of the film, and it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's very kind, thank you.
Tell everybody what it's about, Timothy.
What it's about is there's an eccentric millionaire, and I live on an island, and I decide to organise a private gig for myself with my favourite band.
Love it.
A folk duo, who have since split up, and who also used to be lovers. And I hoodwinked them both to be on the island at the same time to try and bring them back to play their beautiful music just for me. I guess it's about nostalgia and whether you should go back and people being stuck. I don't know, it's all these things. Well, I mean, we're very proud of it.
You should be.
We really are. It's such a mad thing to take this long to make it. And it felt quite pressurised because obviously it's a cliche that you shouldn't really go back. But it felt great when we were making it. And now, I don't know, it's difficult to make a feature film. And I don't know whether I'll make another one. You don't know whether you'll get that chance again. So
I think you will.
Well, hope so. But at the moment, we're just happy that we made one that we all really like here.
Wow.
Well said.
Wow, look at you being a grown-up.
You've got to be, you know. When you've seen your face on an enormous screen, you've got to take a step back.
Is it out in America yet?
It's out.
So it's out already, and it's going down well?
Well, yeah, that was kind of mad. The first time we ever saw it was in front of, I think, 1,400 people in Sundance Festival.
Now you know it's good, right?
No, well... I don't know. At that stage, I was happy with it because the first thing is you don't want it to be like an absolute turkey that you hate.
Sure.
But I hadn't seen it in its complete entirety.
What, until Sundance?
Yeah. I remember leaving about halfway through the final, they were doing the tiny things with sound and stuff. But that makes a big difference, that stuff. So then I left because I had a gig. And then, it would have been about 11 months later. We're in a cinema, and we hadn't had a cast and crew in the UK, so we had no idea, really, how it would play. And now we're doing it the first time in front of Americans, and as Dom will tell you, it's pretty English, the film.
Thank you. Quintessentially English.
Yeah, I mean, it's like lots of references to sort of Monster Munch. And,
yes. People will love it. I genuinely think people will love it. It's one of the best films I've seen for a long time, seriously. It's really good.
I'm very, very pleased for you.
Thank you.
I really am. I think it's brilliant, and I can't wait to watch it. As I said, I love the trailer, and I'm like, right, I've got to watch this. So what's the next thing? Are you still gigging?
Yeah, it's starting to again, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm going to do a new show in Edinburgh. And, but before that, I'm doing a small book tour to promote the book.
Mm. Where can we see? How do we find the dates? Do we go to a website?
LA Baby.
LA Baby.
On the Plosive website. It's just a small tour, about maybe 10, 12 dates, I sit down with a luminary and we talk about the book.
Go and see The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Oh, please do.
From the brilliant man that is Mr. Tim
Yes, King. Go and watch it.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. I look forward to our curry. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Mr. Tim King. The Chris Miles Show. And we'll be right back.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
TrustedTrader.com. Spinning records. At 32 Red, we prefer spinning reels.
Cause you're
fit. Play exclusive ITV games like Tipping Point and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. With top slots like Immortal Romance 2. Join and get a welcome bonus up to £150. Play incredible at 32 Red. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. New accounts only. Minimum £10 deposit. Up to 50 times wagering. Max stakes applied. Visit 32red.com for full terms.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SBL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit sblvillas.com. SBL
Villas. Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Welcome back to another spectacular match day, but watch this. Looks like the fans are playing Coral's free reward shaker. The half and half scarfers shaking decisively for once. They bagged a super boost. Next to them, the prawn sandwich brigade. Oh, they've shaken up a free bet after that free lunch. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers this season. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK, max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
You've nestled into a cozy cocoon under a toasty blanket. You've achieved peak sofa comfort. What would you get up for? Remote that's just out of reach?
I'll just watch whatever's on.
Phone charger?
Oh, I've still got 2%.
Housemate who forgot their key?
Nah.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough.
I'm listening.
It's jam-packed with irresistible cookie dough chunks. It's just dough much dough.
I'm up. You had me at dough.
Ben and Jerry's. More is more.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
It's the Radio X
Ignite. It's there. Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
This, yes,
is Radio X.
Yes.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hello.
Radio X.
All right, are you in the mood for some music?
Did it do?
I take that as a yes.
Did it do?
That's it.
Did it do?
That's it.
Did it do? Hello.
All right, okay, good. Thanks to all our guests for coming on the show today. I hope you have a great Saturday. I will see you for some sausage, and I'll see you for some cider, because I'm going to the Sausage and Cider Festival. That's what I meant.
Don't be
so rude, you people. So I'll see you later, but I'm not done yet. I've got four absolutely brilliant songs to play, y'all.
The Chris Miles Show.
Turn it up there, Captain.
Radio X.
It's Kaiser Chiefs.
in between, finding out what you're called and repeating your name.
And the brilliant Ruby from Radio X. I told you I had four awesome songs to play for you. Now you think you know what this is, but you don't. Ain't no Run DMC, but a lot of Aerosmith.
Fast over lover, always hiding beneath the covers till I talk to you and that is say. Said you ain't seen nothing till you download them up and then you're sure to be changing your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed, old times like a reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin only started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing a hey diddle diddle with your kitty in the middle of the swing like it didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing and an old love was here to stay. But she told me to
on this way. It was three young ladies in a school gym locker when I noticed they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady till the boss told me something I missed. Then my next door neighbor with a daughter had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this. Missing who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she was fooling, cause she knew what she was doing when she taught me how to walk this way. She told me to walk this way. Walk this way.
treat hearing the original of Walk This Way. And they are still, in 2025, people going, what do you mean the original? Well, so it was a song by Aerosmith, and then Run DMC did the version of it with Aerosmith, and that's the massive hit we all know. But there you go, there's your original, Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Going to be a beautiful day today through most of the UK. Enjoy it while you can, because remind yourself you live in the UK. And the great songs continue, the one and only Pat Benatar.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history.
One more song, which is a great song. It's a sing-along song.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to sound beautiful in the sunshine. Hey, thanks, Dom.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you, Chris.
James.
You are welcome.
Thanks to all our guests, Tom Daly and Jackie Chan and the Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio and Tim Key. Have a great weekend. Back on Monday morning, and we'll leave you with whatever.
I'm free to be whatever I choose, and I'll sing the blues if I want. Say,
Miles Show.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids.
Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Paddy McGuinness here to tell you about the ultimate holiday perk with On The Beach. Free fast-track airport security. So pack those shades, slap on your best smug face and enjoy that sweet fast-track freedom. On The Beach, book like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. Life is full of big questions, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? And does God even exist? The Book of Mormon might not have all the answers to life's great questions, but it's unquestionably funny, unquestionably shocking, and unquestionably the best time you could have in the West End. See the show Rolling Stone calls the gold standard for comedy, The Book of Mormon. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Football, it has its ups and downs. There's the players who kiss the badge and kiss the club goodbye. Right after you've splashed out 100 quid to get their name on your kit. And oh, the A-list striker who always sticks it in row Z. The good news is the Ladbrokes Acca gives you auto insurance, free bets back and big odds boosts. So whatever else lets you down, it won't be your Acca. It's a gaffer of an Acca from Ladbrokes.
18 plus, online and mobile. Minimum odds apply. Maximum 1 to 3 £10 free bets per customer per day. Up to £50 at boosted odds. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. BeGambleAware.org. Take time to think.
Radio X. News update. Next.
As you fan yourself with the menu, you ponder why you went for the vindaloo. Every wave of the specials ruffles the delicate ruffles of your red ruffled top. And as water runs down your chin, the waitress stares on. She just can't take her eyes off you. The masterpiece in the flowing scarlet skirt.
Enjoying your meal?
So much.
No sweat. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News. Weather. This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout with Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.